In this month's edition of Rumble Strip, host Erica Heilman offers a story about grief. And a note to listeners, this story involves discussions of suicide.
When I first came to these woods, I thought this is how, after people die, this is what should happen. Their friends should make a scrappy memorial. It's so beautiful here. You know, the boys use these memorials as forts. They play like Hobbit back out in here.
That's Tara Reese. We were sitting in my car at the edge of the pine forest up at Bread and Puppet in Glover. In this pine forest, there are little homemade buildings and shrines to memorialize dead puppeteers and friends. It's a place where Tara's sons, Finn and Lyle, spent a lot of time when they were little, running around in the woods in the summer, in that time of life when you're a kid and when days feel like forever. Now there is a memorial here for Finn in the pine forest, built by some of the kids he used to play here with, out of old boards from Tara's barn. Finn died by suicide on January 3rd, 2020. He was 17. In 2021, Tara and I made a story about him called Finn and the Bell. But this is a story just about Tara and about the evolution of grief, about what happens after the worst thing happens. We recorded this on Mother's Day at Finn's memorial in the Pine Forest. You have experienced the thing that people fear most in the world. Do you feel like you're in a different country forever?
Yes. Yeah. I do feel like I'm in a different country forever. And I mean, I feel like I'm a empathetic person. And so when I'm sitting and talking to a friend and they're talking about their current thing, I'm always like, but there's like a solution there. And there is just no solution to Finn killing himself.
Does he age with you?
I can't make him older. I try. I mean, here he's 8. Like, he is fully 8 when I'm here. No, I can't make him get older.
I feel very self-conscious about Henry with you.
I don't want you to.
I know you don't, but...
I mean, there's been times where... Like, I remember when you sent me a video of him walking away at college. But that's like, that is not really that big of a deal, but it is a big deal. You know, when Lyle walked away last year, I was weeping. Like, it is a really big deal. And then I forget, like, wait, Finn is dead. I mean, like, today you were like, Mother's Day is so depressing, and I was like, please. But it's really nice to just be like, how's Henry? I sometimes have very clear, like, visions of like, me seeing, like, I can see myself in that first, like, year very clearly, and just, like, I cannot believe a human being can hurt that much. Nobody can understand how much I am hurting, and I have to deal with that, or else I'm not going to be able to function. But I'm like, not in that pain anymore, and that pain, like, was something I was in, so there's that. Like, I feel a lot. Do I really have to do the, like, normal things that are, like, painful for humans? Like, I think I get a pass.
Like, laundry?
Yeah. Paying a cable bill. You know, when they, like, turn off my cable because I don't pay it. I'm like, are you serious? But you have to pay your cable bill. There's no, like, check box if you really went through it. And so that's the next step, I guess.
Paying the cable bill.
Yeah. Or just thinking that, like, I'm not, like, sad cool enough.
But that is, like,
I am really sad cool. I am... If there was a list of cool because you're sad? I am on it.
Does it get any easier?
Yeah, but then when it, the fact that it gets easier is really hard. You know, when you like are in a new relationship and you're thinking about the person all the time, and you kind of don't want to be thinking about them all the time, and you're trying not to do that. It was like that after Finn died for like 2 years. I was trying to do like normal things, but you know, you're still thinking about the person. Does that make sense? Does that sound weird? And then, you know, when you stop doing that with the person, there's like a person that's alive. There's a relief in that too. A huge relief. But with Finn, I didn't want to not be thinking about him all the time. So it was just real hard for my brain to like do what was best for me. Because I sort of wanted to be crazy. I keep thinking about him all the time, but it was going to kill me. Now when I have glimpses of that returning, it's so beautiful. I mean, the eclipse did that. They made a cornhole board at Hazen, so it's tilted, you know? And I was like, I'm just going to lay on the cornhole board. So I like, and they're heavy, so I pulled it out and stuck it in my yard. Sat there, and it was like the weather was so gorgeous, and watched the eclipse and just started talking out loud to Finn, like without realizing that that's what I was doing. Like, we were hanging out together. Like, this is what would have happened. He would have been up here. And then the light turned on, which is late. I don't know why I didn't think that that was going to happen. I realized a couple minutes before, like, oh my God, it's going to be so dark that if that's like a light sensor light and not a time light, it's going to turn on. And then it turned on. And I was like, whoop! As soon as totality was over, it was off. And it was really short. You think that 3 minutes is going to be longer, you know? I sort of wanted it to be as long as I needed it to be, but the planets didn't stop for me.
You've been listening to an excerpt of a recent RumbleStrip episode titled Terra. You can find the full episode at rumblestripvermont.com or wherever you get your podcasts. If you or someone you know may be considering suicide or is in crisis, contact the 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline by dialing 988 or the crisis text line by texting HOME to 741-741.